And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Double gurus today. Yeah. Two of them. Two of the best in the business. Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Reels and Wes Coogan from Ken's Custom Reels. This is going to be a phenomenal show. You want to know about reels, these are the guys. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begin. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, you couldn't have said it better, man. What a cool show today's going to be. I hope you got your pencil sharpened and your notepad out.
Yeah, we have the super gurus of real real maintenance. And the cool thing is they're all true fishermen, too. And
buds.
And buddies. And they do each other's work. They share work and stuff. It actually works out great. Well, Eric Sheets, he's old hat at this. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How's your dad?
Oh, doing good, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's just getting up, having some coffee, about ready to work on some more reels.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. You guys
are
a little piled up on your...
We are, as I told you, really nothing to promote here today. Just kind of in here listening to that show a while back you had it with Kiyohara. Oh, my God. It just got me like...
Isn't that fun? That
was awesome.
That was good, wasn't it? Yeah. And then first time on Let's Talk Hookup, Wes Coogan.
How is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ken, of course, has been on for a long time. He's been on several times, but Wes is the guy that you always see when you walk by in the shows or you walk into the shop that's like tinkering with the reels. That's Wes.
That's me.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what like top of the hat down looks like on Wes, because he's always, you know, always tinkering with the reel, making it better, making it more badass, making it free spool, and then somehow like kicking it out in 5 minutes like it's just no big deal.
Well, yeah. You've been at it long enough. You know?
Yeah. So, kind of describe what you do in comparison to what Cal and Eric do.
Well, we generally clean, maintain, upgrade with stuff that's already done, whereas Cal and Eric, they engineer stuff. They have the machines.
You guys make everything so smooth and so just effortlessly better. You know, it's exactly what the name is. It's custom reels. It's taking the reel that you use, and it's time for a little service. Hand it to Wes, and it comes back. Not only does it come back good, it comes back better than it was when it started.
Oh, that's the plan, right? That's why you bring it.
That's the idea. And you've worked on. I know you've worked on reels for me, and I'm sure you worked on for reels.
Tons for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like it comes back. It's like, how did he do that? This thing was broken, and now it's not.
Sometimes I don't know how I get them done like that.
How did you learn your trade? We know how Eric learned his trade.
You know, when I was a little kid, my dad, when I was 7 or 8, my dad would come back from fishing, and he'd make me change the drags out with those old smooth drag washers in the Squidders and the Jigmasters. And then when I started working for Ken when I was 15, it was, you know, he sent me up in the lighthouse and showed me what we needed to do and take them apart and clean them. And
started working when you're 15 with Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's cool.
It's crazy the era difference. And, like, I know it's the exact same thing for Eric, but, like, you know, you came up in a time when it was common to need to replace drags and parts on a reel, like, during the trip. You know, if you went on a 5-day trip or longer, like, you had a Plano box that was full of drag washers and dog springs and gears.
For sure.
And, like,
yeah,
that was an era when, like, you had to fix reels in the middle of a trip. Flash forward to now, and that's not the case at all, and yet you're busier than you've ever been. And I always think the same thing on Eric and Cal. You know, like, they built a business on converting reels to 2-speed, of which everyone just comes that way now, and yet busier than ever could be.
Yep.
It's wild how things go, but, like, the need for custom and better and what you guys do is so high.
Just staying with the times, I guess it is, right?
Yeah. So Ken, of course, you guys have a tackle shop, too, in addition to the reel maintenance.
Yeah, up in Oceanside in the harbor.
In the harbor, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you get to go fishing, too.
Yeah, on occasion.
Part of the deal, once in a while, you get away from your table.
Oh, yeah, on occasion, you know, get to go test.
Yeah. Exactly. I know you guys are regulars on the American Angler.
Yes.
Which we're looking at right now, getting ready to leave. Brian actually flew back from Queen Charlotte Safaris last night, and he's jumping on a 7-day today.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
I go, man, I hope that flight's on time, Brian. He goes, yeah, I'm leaving on a 7-day. We're going to hopefully hear from him later on the show.
That's
here.
Cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
He's a little busy, but you guys do like charters with the American Angler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we run a 3-day, an 8-day, and a 10-day with them, and, you know, consider them the family.
Yeah.
Probably some of the hardest trips to get on is to get
for sure.
With those guys,
to go with those guys, yeah. Well, American Angler in general. Yeah, we talked about yesterday. There was 2 spots open on an 8-day trip in August, end of August, August 22nd to 31. I'm not sure they filled those. I didn't look, but you might look at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. That yellowfin bite down below, Eric, you were talking about, crazy, right?
Oh yeah,
like so good.
And just the grade that it is right now, too. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So you have an actual machine shop, you and your
dad. What we did is, so we had a big 20,000 square foot machine shop way back in the day, and then we moved to something smaller and just concentrated on reels. And then eventually my dad said, you know, it'd be awesome if we could actually one more move, and we moved to where Cal is in Fallbrook there, and then just built basically a glorified garage, a big old spot where we took all the machines and even a couple new machines that we got, a, you know, CNC machine and stuff like that, to be able to work on some of the reels and make special gears and all that other kind of stuff. So everything's crammed in, but we find a way to get it done.
So when you send a reel to Wes, what causes that?
So I just got back from Cedros, and I send him all, like, my the small tranks, the pen fathom low profile ones, like though a lot of those kind of reels that I needed done, and, you know, little calcuttas, different stuff like that that I needed done. And Again, I'm also amazed, too, when I get them back, too.
Yeah,
it just it spins better. Everything is just like, you know it's going to work good.
Yeah. And then when you send a reel to Cal and Eric, what causes that?
Oh, that's necessitated by someone wanting the drags done, the drag ramp done right, or you know the machine that they do. Yes.
Yeah. So when you get a reel, why do people send you reels? What are some of the issues that you deal with?
Salt water.
Water.
You know, salt water and dissimilar metals make corrosion, and salt water always wins when it comes to that. So people bring them to me to clean them and make them back to what they were or better before.
Yeah.
Before they got corroded, basically.
Yeah.
Everything that comes back from you guys is always just that. It's always so smooth and such good free spool. Do you work with the same parts that they put in, or do you guys have a line of whatever it is? Our bearings are better than what from the factory, or is it just everything's cleaned and put back together the right way? You know, I mean, I'm fascinated by it because I use Ken's, you know, and Cal's both. Like, there is no difference. Like, it's the treatment that your reel deserves to have, and they come back so good.
Well, over the almost 30 years we've been doing it, we've found the right parts, and we use the factory parts for those, but the bearings and the drags that we put in, generally we have an upgraded bearing and drag that we go for, and that makes a huge difference in the proper lubrication, the proper parts in there.
Sure.
Well, and also too, I mean, having both of us two great bosses that have said, look, build the reel like you build your own.
Yeah, totally.
Work on your own. You know what I mean? And it really does make a difference, you know, that, you know, and once you take pride of ownership in every bit of that, it's, you know, you don't want to hear a guy come back and, oh, man, I lost the fish of a lifetime. Because guess what? It's going to happen. You just hope that you can minimize your part of it.
Mm-hmm. How nice to be able to hand a reel to Eric or hand a reel to Cal and just be like, just make it right. And, like, you know, I said, yeah, no problem. See you in a month.
Exactly. Yeah. I did some reels yesterday that came from Cal and Eric, and they were the high speed, low speed fathoms and torques for whether it be for the low speed for the tuna or the high speed for the wahoo or whatnot. And they're just incredible when they come from these guys.
That's cool.
Yeah, so amazing. So you're getting ready to go on a trip.
I
know you're hesitant to talk about, but come on.
So
really? Come on.
My dad
you're trying to go on vacation.
I know. My dad and I got the most incredible invite here about 8 or 9 months ago, and it looks like it's going to happen here. So in about 10 days, my dad and I are going to take off and go fly to the Azores and go fish with Steve Lasley and Anthony Shea. With the Bad Company, yeah.
Yeah, catching giant blue marlin.
Catching giant blue marlin and everything else. I don't even know that my dad and I are going to fish. We're just going to be a fly on the wall just and just observe the whole thing.
The whole operation.
For ESPN. It's on that E60 series, I heard.
Yeah.
So we'll,
and do they have one of the motherships there?
They do, yeah. The old 150.
The old 150.
Right, and then fishing off the 57 Spencers.
So it's
incredible.
It is going to be, you know, as I told him, told Anthony.
Trip of a lifetime.
It's really, to begin with, it's a trip of a lifetime, but then to go with your dad.
Oh my gosh.
It's, you know, I'm tearing up here and getting the goosebumps and stuff. It's really freaking cool.
Yeah. And you received this invite because you work on their, you basically master
their
reels.
We work on a lot of their reels. Yeah. And he's, like everything that he does, he wants to the nth degree of going through everything, of special gear, special handles, everything else like that. And he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
And we just try to accommodate that, but still get the work done for our regular customers and everything else like that. So
yeah, you were hesitant. I'm gonna say the story. You were hesitant because you have a pile of reels that people are waiting for, and people are like, wait a minute, he's going on vacation,
right?
And my reel's sitting there. And,
this is
field research.
Yeah.
This is not a vacation. This is what you have to do for your job because you have to go see what your work is doing.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
What do you do on a reel as big as a 130?
So
130s are real that most people haven't even seen. And then when you do, when the ones in front of you, it's like, it's bigger than a basketball. Like, how?
I know. And
what do you do to something like that?
They are super comfortable with them. Like, it's just no big deal. Yeah. And where we've gone to a lot of smaller reels around here and stuff. We do some smaller reels for them, too. But yeah, the 130, it's special gears. We've kicked both of their gears higher. So
a higher high and a higher
high
low.
And a higher low, oh, and a longer arm on the so you get more, a little bit more power with it. And then he goes, yeah, you know what? I don't like that knob. I want this different knob here. So if you look a lot of his videos, you'll be like, wait a minute, that handle isn't what you normally would see on that.
Quite
so,
right.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Lasley was telling me that they're backing down something like 10 knots.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Yeah. Well, that's why you see all the spray coming out of the stern.
And so he wanted the high gear to be able to keep up with the speed that they're moving. Yeah, with the speed that they're moving. And then it was, okay, hey, we wanted special line and everything else like that, special braid that we put on it, that we've done a whole bunch of field research and testing and everything else like that. And it's, he says it's been just night and day. Different.
Wow. Yeah, and they and when you're dealing with 1,000-pound marlin,
right?
Like everything has to be right.
Yeah, well, Lasley said he has an idea of what he wants to catch. He just wants to catch the biggest fish that's ever been caught.
Right,
that's cool.
Yeah,
how fun. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, that's all.
That's other all. Than that, no big that's deal. All. How cool though to get to work with somebody that you know. That knows what they're after, you know. Like, this is how the reel has always been. Well, that's fine, but I want the reel to be like this, and that you guys get to make it that way. You know, that reel's never had that gear ratio combination before, and a lifetime of people using it, and then you and Dad sit down and get to work and figure out how to make that happen.
And there's no way a factory could make that of so many different variations for the way that everybody wants to fish them. So
that's cool. Well, and plus you'll be able to witness. And I'm sure get some feedback on future projects for him too.
Of course, course. Yeah, he's got something in the works with my dad. They're trying to figure out how to get this done, and so we'll see what happens here.
You'll have to call.
He'll spill the beans on that later. But yeah, we're working on something.
You'll have to give us the full report when you get back.
Yeah, of course.
That'd be cool. So Wes, what's your favorite reels to work on? Do you have favorites, or do you just like, what's your favorite project?
My favorite reel. Well, I work on a lot of the Avets.
Yeah.
And those are fairly straightforward. So,
yeah.
I there's so many that I work on, I don't really have a favorite.
Yeah.
Just one that's been maintained.
Yeah. One that you don't got to pull the hammer out and the penetration lube to get it apart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One I can take apart.
What's the worst reel you've ever seen?
Boat reels.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Boat reels for sure.
Like something off a sport boat.
Anything that was handled by Blake?
Kayaks are very interesting.
Sure.
And the small skiffs.
Salt water intrusion all the time.
They're in the water.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So how do you properly take care of, those situations, what could they do different to keep that reel in better shape?
On the longer trips, on the bigger boats, reel bags. The little case.
The little neoprene.
Those things are made to stay on your reel.
You mean like more of a cover, not a travel case, but a cover while it's still in the rack.
Yeah.
While it's on the rod in the rack.
Yeah. Those things are designed to be on the rod in the rack with the line through the rod.
Wow.
And I see so many people, we get on those boats and everybody puts their line through their guides and they tie their hook on and they take their reel bag off and they go put it in their backpack. And I just pull my hair out. That's the best maintenance you can have, because that's where all the water's getting on them.
So you can still put the reel bag even though you've already got it rigged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
That's rule number one.
Yeah. And what reel bags do you like? I mean, there's a lot of different types.
Well, you know, there used to be that, it was Markpack, remember? Mm-hmm. And they went out during COVID. And we have a friend of ours that's making them, and we're trying to keep them in stock. That one works really good, and it's inexpensive.
Similar to though, kind of neoprene sides
same exact,
nylon-y front, you know, like
something that can shield the
something that doesn't collect the water.
Right.
Yeah. You know, because there was a few of them out there, and actually, if rain came in or hose spray and stuff like that, it could actually collect it. But right. if, you know, you just got to use common sense and try to figure out that there's not a bunch of big openings at the top and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
But,
shed
and then
the
if
water.
You get rain it and stuff like water, that, yeah. sometimes it's easier to get rid of the covers.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show. There's a hot tip for you already in this broadcast.
I can't wait. I mean, like I said, I have the most, you know, the world's greatest respect for these two. There's nobody better at what they do. Today's going to be an awesome day. So much good info. And, you know, talk about finding the right reel to a situation. Not only do these guys know every in and out part on them, but fish a ton and get to see them put to work. Today's just going to be an awesome day. So much great info. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. You can tell how popular Wes and Eric are going to be because the phones are already about full. There's literally one phone line that's still available if you want it. And again, that number is 213-432-1090. I haven't even pulled out my phone to check out the text yet, but I'm sure they're lined up also.
Yeah.
And again, if you want to text us, we talked about it yesterday, the importance of having the Let's Talk Hookup app. Man, it is the easiest way to listen and follow along to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the shows. If you miss a show, if you missed yesterday's show with Carl from Fisherman's Landing, you can tune it up on the app. You can listen on your way to work, on demand. All of the shows are available for you. And it's the only way that you can text in your questions to Wes and Eric today through the Let's Talk Hookup app. When you do, make sure you include your contact info as well. Just a name and a phone number is all we need along with your question. Because if you win that big prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it for you. And how generous are these two dudes that came in today for all of our callers? We don't have a caller or texter winner today. Both are going to be a winner.
Yeah.
We have a prize for the caller side and for the texter side. We'll draw those randomly at the end of the show. Each side, one caller and one texter, are each going to win a $25 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Built Reels and a $25 gift certificate to Ken's Custom Reels. So you got $50 worth of service coming from the two greatest in the game for both the callers and the texters. It's going to be an awesome show. Tons of info. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have have some great-looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. Again, Let's Talk Hookup app, radio network. Having a lot of fun here this morning. If you want to get through, give us a call. 213-432-1090. Phone lines are packed up. Stay with the text, man. Today's going to be a great show.
Packed text. You already have a good text?
I thought so for sure. One that I thought will explain a lot and just, again, drop to the knowledge of these guys. And it was a great text from Ed in Ventura. It says, hey, guys, Eric and Wes, can't believe that you have both of these guys on the show at the same time. How cool is this? My question, could you explain why lever drag reels don't cast a surface iron as well as a star drag? And is this actually entirely true? I've always been told this. What's the percentage loss? Can't wait to hear from these guys, Ed and Ventura.
Well, I would say, yeah, it's the star drag definitely casts better because the spool is just rolling on bearings. There's nothing in the spool. You know, with the lever drag, there's drags and everything else that goes into the spool. So the spool is just inherently heavier.
And it's going to cast a little harder.
It's just going to take a lot more to get the spool rolling and get the cast going, whereas the star drag has no, there's nothing inhibiting it. It's just a nice light spool, and that's why it fishes a bait so much better as well.
So on a star drag, the drag washers and all the drag mechanics, that's in the gears, where a lever drag, all the drag mechanics are attached to the spool.
To the spool, right.
So it just takes more effort to get the spool started, a little more to get it stopped.
Yeah, more inertia to get everything rolling.
Mm-hmm. But wait, Eric, I've sent reels, I've sent lever drag reels to you, and when I get them back, they cast better. Right. What did you do?
Well, what we try to do is try to make it, going through and custom fitting everything in the reel, whether it's a sleeve that's custom fit to your spool length, and try to put the bearings themselves centered in their cage, in their own little cage, and to get it to spin that much better.
That's where the machine shop comes
in. Yeah, that's where that comes in. Now, me personally, I've almost discontinued using star drag reels at all because we've been able to. So I'm not the world's best caster. I'm decent, but I've been able to get most of these to spin pretty darn good, about the best of my ability. So the ones that I'm using are mostly the lever drag because I do like the added advantage of knowing where I'm at on the lever. Now, that being said, if I was fishing a super long rod and wanted to, you know, really cast out farther, absolutely, I would be using a, you know, killer torium or something like that, that I can be able to go along with it.
Your lever drag may spin a lot longer, but that's not necessarily how a cast works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you crank the handle real fast on a reel that either of these two guys just tricked out to the nines and put it in free spool and pull your stopwatch out, and look at this. This thing spins for 4 minutes. Well, that's awesome and for sure a great thing, but that's not necessarily how the cast works. Like Wes is saying, you got to get that. Once you know, if you've
got the inertia,
if you've got a lot of weight, weight behind it, it's going to keep rolling. That's one of the reasons it goes so fast. Oh, but yeah. you need to get that started, you know, with the weight of something as light as a Tatty 45. So just because it spins forever doesn't necessarily mean
it's going to cast.
Yeah, that it, or it's going to cast as easy.
Yeah, those old six aughts with the brass spools in them, man, those things spun forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Never try to cast that thing. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, let's jump into the phones. You want to get through 213-432-1090. Chris is standing by to take your calls.
Brian from Wildomar is going to get us started this morning. Brian, good morning. Thanks for starting us here on the phones.
Hello, Brian.
No Brian. Looks like we might not have Brian standing by, so how about we try another? How about Chuck calling us from Long Beach this morning? Chuck, you standing by with us? Oh, maybe we're trying to figure out the phones.
All right, a
text in the meantime?
I have one, yeah. This is a great one from John in Carson. He says, I'm looking to replace the handles on my Speedmaster 16 and 20. Something with a longer arm and bigger handle. Any recommendations?
Like these guys both pointing at each other. Like they're not both the best in the freaking world at this. Like, oh, you take this one.
On the Speedmaster, I don't have a recommendation on a bigger handle personally. I don't think Tiburon's making one for them yet.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, that I just didn't know of one at this point yet that's the right size to bolt onto there.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys do any type of, you know, can you machine from a blank, or is it something that has to be made first? And like I know that you've done things where you've put a different manufacturer's knob on a different different handle. Yeah. Is that the same, or does it have to be something that's pre-done ahead of time?
It is. Usually what you're dealing with is each reel has their own exact size that it fits on. If it's too sloppy on there, it just doesn't work right.
Sure.
Or too thick or too thin. That's pretty much the whole thing. And we just don't have time to make handle blanks or anything
sure.
else like that. So we're not even really in that business. We're just there to buy aftermarket handles and to be able to match that up with whatever knob that they're liking.
Tiburon being the most common replacement for reels of our
that's the one. That's the one we use the most. We really like that
yeah.
handle, and there's options for just about every reel. And when the new ones come out, generally those guys will ask for a handle so they can try and get it figured out.
Yeah. I'm sure with enough, and it's just like a lot of things, with enough requests and enough Wes and Ken and Eric and Cal beating on their door, that's probably what it takes for them to, you know, hey man, we're getting a lot of requests for this. It'd sure be nice if you made that.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're getting calls from us, Tiburon, between them and us every week type
sure.
of thing of just, hey, what about this or what about that? And just kind of
yeah. So, feedback. So just so you know, we're having some issues with our phones. So just stand by if you're a caller. But we do have a wonderful lady on the line, and that's Valerie Hoprich.
Hey.
From Queen Charlotte Safaris. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning from beautiful Haida Gwaii. I just got back from the boat run.
Oh, you sent me pictures. I'm so jealous.
I wish you are.
I should be on going through the pass right now.
I know. You should.
But
be.
I'm here, and I'm great, and I'm grateful yep. that we're still have Let's Talk hook up for our listeners and our sponsors and stuff like that. So tell us about this. Has been such an epic year for you at Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Yes, it's a milestone in the fact that this is our full, how do I put it? This is our full season post-pandemic where everyone got their trips from 2020 and 2021 2 and 3, and so 2024 is, I guess, a fresh start, a good way to put it.
Nice.
And we're having an amazing season, and yesterday welcomed all the Let's Talk Hookup guests, full house, by the way. And we had a neat little reunion in the Sunset Airport. Brian and Viola from American Angler leaving as everybody was arriving, and they were the last ones to go through security, and they got to see everyone and have a little reunion at the Sunset Airport.
Wow, that's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah, so tell us about the fishing.
We have a lot of herring coming in, which is, of course, that's what we're all about, is the bait. Got it. Location, and the bait. Lots of herring, lots of needlefish. And so we started out in May and started with a strong start, and we're still going through. We're on group 17.
Wow.
Salmon runs, continuous. We're seeing some, you know, we've seen all different sizes from the get-go, but overall, most of the salmon fish, or the salmon, the Chinook salmon, which are the kings, we're seeing probably an average weight of 24 pounds. I'm just going to take an average.
Wow, that's a big average.
It is. A lot of fish in the mid-20s, like 20, 22 to 26, but, and we've had some over 30. And that's a good sign that fish are actually making it to their rivers, and we're seeing, you know, juveniles come through, which is important. We can't have a whole bunch of old fish coming through. We need to have young fish coming through.
Absolutely.
And no offense against old fish, but on the salmon side of it, very good right now. We got coho coming in, and right. Actually they started coming in a couple weeks ago. So we've got a mixture of Chinook, kings, coho, silvers, both running. Biggest coho right now, 12 pounds. But a lot of them, they're 8, 9, 10 pounds right now.
They have some chum too once in a while, right?
Yeah, we get some chum in there. And
what about the lingcod fishing? The lingcod fishing is has been off the charts.
It's off the charts. Yeah. So it's always off the charts.
So
halibut's steady. Halibut's very steady.
Question, are there any spots of, I mean, I know August is your last month to operate. Are there any spots for people that say, I got to go, I want to sneak in a last-minute trip here?
I have one boat August 28th to September 2. I have room for four.
That's your last week, right?
No, we're actually fishing. We're going to September 6th.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. That's cool. And probably as you get later, you still have Chinook, right, later in the year?
We have Chinook clear to mid-September, coho till October.
Wow.
We don't stay open that long because the Chinook run does taper down in September. But both species still running. And just a nice variety. Guests are just getting a nice variety of everything. Herring. Awesome herring balls. Bait balls. Awesome.
That is so awesome. So, well, if somebody wants to come, and now is the time to book for next year, too, right?
Yes. We have two. Well, for your group, we have Corey coming in July 30 to August 3, and then you're 3 through 7, your same spot. So reach out to me if you want to join the guys.
Yeah, and then, of course, Corey comes in when our first group leaves. Our second group with Corey Sandin hosting comes in on Wednesday. And are we going to have two groups next year, too?
Yes. I just gave them to you. Corey's coming first, though. He's coming in July 30th to August 3.
Oh, he's coming in July 3rd to August 3, and then Harold and I come in August 3 through 7.
Same dates. Yep, same
date. I like that. Okay.
Good tides, same date. All good. And Corey sent a little surprise up with Raymond. Uh-huh. Raymond gave it to me last night, little swim baits. I passed them all out to the guides this morning. Happy faces. Thank you, Corey, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Well, again, if somebody wants, and of course you'll be down here on the air with us in October. If somebody wants to come up to Queen Charlotte Safaris, how do we do it?
You can call me on my toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892. That links to my cell phone that I have up here. Yeah. Or just send me an email at valerie@qcsafaris.com.
All right. Valerie, I'm glad to be here on the air with Rick and the gang here. But I know the group's going to have a fantastic time. And thank you for running such a wonderful lodge. I've had so many calls from our listeners that said, hey, you were so right. That place is amazing. So take advantage of going to Queen Charlotte Safaris while you can. Book for 2025 right now. Otherwise, you're going to be out. Because it feels
Thank you, gentlemen. Hi, Rick, and thank you, gentlemen. And Pete, I'll see both of you October 6th.
Yeah, thanks, sounds great. Valerie. All right, thanks, Valerie.
All right, cheers. Thank you. Have a great summer.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Hey, from way up north, almost to Alaska in the British BC, now we're going to go down to Cedros Island and talk to Bill Varney, who hosted our Let's Talk Hookup trip down there. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Eric, and Wes. Hey, it's great to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you too, buddy. I can't imagine how killer that trip's going. You know, hearing the reports from Rosie, it sounds like things are going awesome.
Yeah, I think the only word we could use for it would be amazing. I mean, it was incredible down there. What a time we had.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to just first thank Rose. You know, she does just a wonderful job. And when you're going, you park in the United States. They're gigantic, as you guys know, parking. But plenty of parking. She meets you right at the curb. You sit down at some tables. There's a cafe or a coffee place there. You get coffee and something to eat. Well, she tells you exactly what you're doing, gives you all the paperwork, sends you on your way. You walk over that bridge. Come down the bridge, you go to your own private plane. I felt like Brad Pitt there for a minute. And you fly to Cedros, and next thing you know, you're catching fish. It was absolutely incredible, seamless, and Rosie is just a wonder to work with. And I'm really going to tell everybody, you know, whether you've been to Mexico 100 times or this is your first time, it's so easy. There's nothing easier than this. It's like getting in your car into the store. It's very, very easy to get there, and just a wonderful place.
Easy, 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 and safe, totally safe. Tell us about the fishing, Bill.
Well, the fishing was fantastic. You know, the week we got it, we got met by Oscar. Oscar is,
so like
is just
a quick synopsis, not each individual play-by-play, but we need a quick synopsis, Bill.
No, I know. I don't know what happened.
It was a Bacardi Light, not a Bacardi Regular.
Three-quarters of it. Yeah, we do have other things to do in our 2 hours of Let's Talk Hookup, Bill.
Okay, I'll try to make it as quick as possible. So here's a quick yellowtail, halibut, white grouper, bonita, barracuda, white. You name it. I mean, it's not even on the list.
Sorry.
Our yellowtail range 20 to 40 pounds. Every morning we went yellowtail fish. In less than 2 hours, we got 3 missers. So we had 15 fish. Most of those fish in 40 pounds. Our biggest yellowtail 39. So that was 2 hours every morning.
Wow.
Then we followed up with this in the afternoon for halibut. Biggest halibut was about 30 pounds. We got 3 grouper. This one was about 40 pounds. So it was absolutely incredible fishing. And I flew down there one day and I was thinking to myself, it must have been what Catalina was like in 1850. It was just absolutely epic down there. And it was calico bass fishing, first cast a 6-pounder. So it doesn't get any better than that. It's one of the most beautiful places to go. The service is fantastic. The people are so friendly and nice. The food is great. Your accommodations are fantastic. Just can't say enough about it.
Wow, that's great. And
the short version.
Yeah, the short version. That was perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for. Hey, great job. And Bill Varney is going to be writing an article for our newsletter, who Bill produces our newsletter. Thank you very much, Bill. As well as we'll put it up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. And, Bill, thanks for hosting that trip again. I'm guessing you probably want to go in next year, right?
I do.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out, right?
That's cool.
All right.
Okay,
hey,
I'll cross my fingers and wish for the best.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks, Bill, for hosting that trip, and thanks for the great report this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back,
we all have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with these two awesome sources of info, Wes and Eric. It's going to be a great show. Lots of your phone calls. Catch reports and more coming up. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and you know the new Talikas are coming, the Talika 20A and 25A, and they're like almost here, right, Rick?
Talika 20s are here now, available right now. I mean, today you could go down and pick one up, and 25s, same deal, starting to sprinkle in as well.
There was a rumor that you had $100 off on 20. 20 Talikas at Fishman's
Market. First gen, yeah, gen Talika 20s. We got
a
little flash sale, yeah, $100 off until Monday. So
yeah.
You have all day today and tomorrow midnight, and then that goes away.
Yeah, but the new Talika A's are soon behind, and
well, they're here now. Like I mean,
they're here.
Yeah, they're here in the case, available now. You can go. I'm sure you can go to Ken's and pick one up. You can come by wherever. They're here now.
Lighter, smaller.
I think they did a lot of really nice changes to the reel. It's very reminiscent of the original one. So if you've got a quiver full of Talikas, it's not like a different color, different thing. It's going to blend right in. But they just did a lot of nice things. The handle knob's a little bigger. The lower gear ratio has been lowered.
Yep.
The side plate is different. The spool height is the same. They use their Infinity Drag system. It's just they made a lot of changes. A lot of which you would glance at the reel and not notice them. But when you pick it up, it's like, man, this does feel better. This does free spool better. This does make it more drag pressure. They did a great job.
Yeah, so check it out. The new Talika A series now and available in a 12, a 16, a 20, and a 25 at your local Shimano dealer.
It's the perfect time to cruise on in and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event from now until August 30th, 2024. Eligible new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include up to 7 years of coverage protection, and 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with up to 5 years. Need portable power? Then this will be a hit too. New 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $250 in dealer credit. Cruise your way through saving during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a 24-month Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is administered by Automotive Warranty Services of Florida, Incorporated. 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. 60604 866 937-3983. License number 600.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, man. So much great info with these two guys in here. And, man, we're just having a great time. And
phones are working again.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And glad to have that. Again, if you want to get through, we did lose a call during that break. It's been completely full. So if you want to get your chance to get back in, that's 213-432-1090.
All right, let's find out what's fighting.
You got it, man. It's time. That Catch Report today is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, Chlorophyll, Currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We're going to start at Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Eric West, what's happening? Good stuff this morning, man.
Good morning.
Good stuff. Hey, I'll make it quick and easy for you here on our report here. Routine week, you know, across the board, water temps. Still kind of in that cooler, mild range, 62 to 66, which, you know, it is what it is. You just need some of that sunshine to, like, today we're heading down the coast, it's locked in fog, so it's just strange stuff. Surface action for that calico bass, which has been really good. We've had some great anchovy and sardine mix for our live bait, and that translated directly into lots of action and lots of bites for our guys fishing this week. The artificial stuff worked really well again this week, too. The guys fly lining the baits on the lighter lines is more of a finesse approach this week. That 12, 10, 15 pound monofilament fished really well with that smaller anchovy. You know, you can really pick out your better anglers, the guys that remember how to fly line an anchovy on that lighter line. You know, with a smaller reel, being able to do that. It's been fun to watch some of these guys. It's like a lost art, it seems like. But good catch this week for both our half day and three quarter day guys with that bait on the bass. A few halibut in the mix, along with some sand bass and sheephead for those guys wanting to get the baits down near the bottom. Over at Clemente, both the Fury on their overnight and the new San Mateo on their full-day trips to see more good yellowtail action and opportunities over there. Guys were saying that the surface lures, the yo-yo jig, and the live bait fish on a dropper loop all fished and was productive this week. But they really talked about the bass fishing over there, just that bass fish has been excellent as a good, fallback after that yellowtail type of a deal to kind of, round out their counts. And then offshore, for us, the only real coverage we had this week was Christian on the Lexi. He got out there a couple days, had some good shots at that bluefin. Some smaller 30 to 40 pound fish, and he had some well into triple digits as well for his work out in that zone. A little bit of weather here and there that he had to kind of work around, but for us, that was pretty much our week. So good local fishing, stuff at the islands has been good, and we're just keeping our fingers crossed because offshore stuff keeps to develop. So guys want to hop on a trip here, give us a ring. Our number 949-496-5794. Yes, call ahead, make reservations, book online. You're going to need it to get on the boat. We're busy, and definitely going to need that resi to hop on. So give us a jingle.
Right on. Well, hey, a great report as always, Willie. We always look forward to that, and we're mega looking forward to next weekend because we get the full two-hour report as we'll be welcoming you in the studio in the world headquarters here next Sunday. Pumped to have you in the doing the show with us.
Right on. Yeah, it'll be a good time. Looking forward to that time with you, too, as well. So we'll see you next Sunday.
Awesome, Willie. Great job, great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you then.
Roger. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. See ya.
Thanks. Hey, I have a great check, so we're waiting for the guru himself from the surf, Gundy Gunderson. It's from Jack in North County, and he says, good morning. It's actually from Mike and Jack. And he says, I want to thank Wes for all the wonderful servers throughout the years. We can bring our stuff in last minute, tell him which trip we're on, and always get us in. Can't thank him enough. The service at Ken's Custom Reels is the best.
Yeah, that's what we try to do.
Yeah, if somebody's going, so somebody can bring in a reel, like, hey, I'm going on a trip in like 2 weeks. Can you get me in?
Yeah, I can generally mix one in. It's the guys that come in and say, hey, I'm going in a couple of days that really cause problems. I'm backed up a month, so
as long as they bring in Padre tickets, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. A little bribery, that probably helps. Yeah.
Bribery can help.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, that's
and I'm
good to know.
I'm sure a real bag full of maintenance is not the same as an emergency. Like, because I hate to say it, I'm right with Mike. I've been very guilty of that too. Like, hey Wes, when I put this reel away in the reel bag, it was all good, and I didn't think I needed anything. And here I am, a few weeks out, and I have one that's like, man, all of a sudden that handle bearing it went away while it was in storage, and now it's stiff. Is there any chance? And he looks at you and goes, we're 4 weeks out, but yeah, bring it in. We'll make one happen for you. Like, he's a magician, man.
Yeah,
no doubt. I back up exactly what those guys are saying. Yeah.
Well, what's amazing is service that, and like offer. At the shows, how it's like you bring your reel to them. And, like, while you're walking around the show, you come back, it's done.
Yeah,
what you do that, too.
What's your record for the show?
I think I did 34 the one year.
Like, wow.
In Long Beach.
Wow.
That's also on a Saturday where we get 12 hours,
yeah.
Or 10 hours, or whatever it is up there. My gosh.
That's a lot
that's
of real.
That's crazy, dude. That's crazy.
What's the turnaround for you, Eric?
It's
about 6 months.
Rather lengthy, I would say. we're looking on the other side of Thanksgiving.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I try to leave room here and there to try to be able to get something a little bit quicker. If a guy's like, oh, my God, I didn't know. I've got a October 10-day or 8-day or something else like that, too. But, yeah, the next several months, we are just really bad luck. We got behind this year and never recovered.
Yeah. But you could do in machining and stuff like that. That's, sure. There's a difference, a little more complex.
Well, and the these guys had to go and start making gears and building 130s for Anthony, and then word got out, and it's East Coast and giant tuna and all that other stuff. We get so used to our needs out here in busy time, but I mean, you guys get reels flown in from all over the world.
All over the world, yeah. It's crazy, and then a lot of them, those videos that Anthony does and he puts out, and he love the pub that he throws on there that we done it, but then all of his followers, like the next day, I know when it's happened. Blows up my email, phone, everything else like that. And I say something to Anthony about it, and he's like, well, at least I'm good for something. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's help awesome. Me out here.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but I just went from 4 months back to 7 months back.
Well, and his standing question he always asks me is, he's like, are you a year behind yet?
He's working on that.
Right? He's trying to get you there.
Yeah, he's trying to get us there.
Hey, well, let's head down to the surf. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, is here. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen.
What's happening?
What's up, buddy?
Behind every great angler is a great reel guy.
Amen to that.
Seriously. Hey, more good Corbina fishing. I mean, that's front and center right now. as old Lee Hamilton used to say, from Santa Barbara to the Mexican border. Warm water, good weather, more and more sand crabs, combined for probably the best fishing of the season. The sand crabs, their numbers are increasing, but a lot of small ones, okay? So, you know, securing bait is almost as crucial as catching the fish, okay? So some guys are going to pier pilings or reefy beaches. If you dig along the rock or jetties, you dig along the jetties, sometimes you can get some of those better quality baits, some of the bigger ones, and then you transport those baits to where, you know, you're seeing lots of fish, and that can be successful. A little work involved, but, you know, that's what fishing's all about. There's also a school of thought too, fresh mussels, bloodworms, even lugworms, you know, thinking those kind of way, ghost shrimp, all that kind of stuff. So that's the deal right now, securing that bait. But the fishing's really good. You know, a lot of 1.5 to 3 pound fish, some of the better fish pushing 5 pounds, hook, line, sinker reported improved halibut bite too there. They've had really good fishing, I would say, from, Carpinteria all the way up to Goleta there has been their best stretch. And like I said, that halibut bite keeps going. That's off subject. But Riley's reported good Corvina action on most Malibu beaches. Near the old Chart House was a good spot this week. Santa Monica Pier, all the way down to El Segundo. The guys are really doing well through there. Just Fishing reported good Corvina catches all along South Bay beaches. Hermosa, Torrance, two of the better spots there. Some nice quality fish at Torrance. We had one over 4 last week. Big Fish reported Corvina catches off Sunset, Bolsa Chica. Sand crabs are the top bait there. Those guys seem to be finding some better quality ones. Catch 'em Tackle reported best Corvina action, river jetties, street jetties. Best early and late, you know, we got a lot of beach crowds now, so that can be a problem. So I usually aim for those tides early and late. Hogan's reported T Street. They had a 4 pound fish taken off Salt Creek there. And then finally Pacific Coast, you know, good fishing, 3 to 4 fish in the session, 2 to 3 pound class fish, a few kickers to 5 along North County beaches there. You know, they got some of the guys that go into 4 pound string to get bites, you know, and I mean, you can do well on, you know, 1 to 3 pound fish, but if you really want to hang a 5 pounder, you know, you got to stick to that 6 pound test, you know. Don't listen to these guys who are telling you they're getting 6-8 fish on 4 pound. How many big ones are they landing? You know, that's the whole deal.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Gundy Gunderson, extraordinary job as usual. Sure appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week, man. Great show, as always.
All right, thanks, Gundy.
Thanks, Gundy. That's going to wrap up our catch board today. And with the summertime in full swing, check out surffishtackle.com for all the newest surf fishing gear and fishthesurf.com that'll help make you a better angler from the beach.
For sure. Let's jump into the phones.
How about Chuck from Long Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Chuck?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Chuck. Good morning.
Good.
So I've got a few questions. One's for the guests, Eric and Wes, and one's for Rick. I just picked up a Torque 40. What are the tricks and tips to kind of tweak that reel a bit, and how would you set it up line-wise? And then for Rick, going in a more budget-friendly watt rod like a Daiwa Proteus, some of the lower Shimano's or Baptec, what would you recommend putting it on?
So the Torque 40, a lot of guys that we're seeing, they're using that reel later in the day when they're kind of getting near dusk for, like, sinker rigs, different stuff like that. I see that happen quite a bit. You know, you guys all go fishing, too. What are you guys seeing out here with that reel?
Well, we've been putting I think it's 466 yards of that Iserline metered 80 pound on that reel, and then you can put 60 to 80 pound test generally on it. My personal one, I had Eric and Cal take care of and do the drag ramp on and the lower gears, so I fish that as a 100 pound reel, but that's a little bit doing a little bit much for the reel.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, awesome.
But it works, right?
Yeah, no worries. We're getting a lot of guys that that's the size reel that they're wanting. What, you know, no matter what the brand is, they're getting that size reel that they really like to fish, and, you know, not fishing the big heavy reels anymore these days.
Torque 40, a cool reel that fits in your hands really nice and comfortable and easy to cast, but still has big drag capabilities and, you know, and certainly capable of taking a big fish. To his other part of his question, Wes, what do you like for a budget-minded rod when sometimes the budget doesn't allow for a Bitchin' Ken's custom CalStar? If you're wanting to strap that thing to a rod that's still capable of catching a big one, what do you like?
Hey, that Proteus is a good one. We also offer the Carnage. They make a nice one. And the Phoenix rods do well. And that Shimano has that Terramar heavy rail. Yeah. Rod that's in that lower
nice
price
rod.
Range that does really well.
Got a lot of power.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts, and another full hour with the most experts of reels we've ever had on the show. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hideaway Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hideaway Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sandstrait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.